This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:43, good morning. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker on this President's Day. Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL analyst and co-host of Sports Talk, joins us. Morning, Mike. Happy President's Day.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dave.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to observe it, so we'll just say that and leave that there. Kellen Moore was announced last week as the new coach of the New Orleans Saints. Had to go back to Philadelphia to participate in the Super Bowl victory parade. But even through that and then coming back here to New Orleans, clearly he's been focused on putting his staff together to coach this next iteration of the New Orleans Saints. What are we hearing and what are you thinking about what you've seen so far out of Coach Moore?
Yeah, you got a little bit of a late start here because of the Super Bowl, but you want to get your staff in place because later in the month is the NFL Combine. And so you want to have your staff set by the time that occurs later in February. Looks as though the big hires, will come pretty quickly. At offensive, defensive coordinator, it always had been rumored that Brandon Staley, the former head coach of the L.A. Chargers, who was with the 49ers last year. They'll have an interview with him for the defensive coordinator's job. And Doug Nussmeier, who was a former Saints quarterback, who was bounced around the college and pro football world. You're a coach, you're somewhat like in the service. Man, you're going here and there and all over. And he'll also come in. Now, the one thing with Kellen Moore, he has made it pretty plain that no matter who he hires as his offensive coordinator, he is going to call the plays on offense. So the big hires is really on the defensive side of the football. That's where I think you'll see something occur pretty quickly because I think he had pretty much zeroed in on Nussmeier and Brandon Staley. Even before he got the job, there were a lot of rumors going around about that.
So much like we saw under Sean Payton, you expect that Moore will be pretty much running the offense and will leave the defensive side of things up to somebody else. How do you feel about that approach in terms of success we've seen throughout the NFL on coaches calling their own plays on offense?
Well, one, you don't know both sides of the ball. So you try to get somebody with Kellen Moore's spot, he wants somebody defensively that can kind of run the show, that you pretty much the head coach of the defense, and he runs the offensive side of the football. Even Sean Payton here sort of gave sometimes the duties over to Pete Carmichael, but Sean still had his hands involved with everything, and he also had Drew Brees for a long period of time, and Drew and Sean almost, they kind of shared the same brain of calling plays. So whatever you feel comfortable with is how you should run it. Because I've seen defensive coaches the exact same way. They want to call the plays. And whatever you feel comfortable with, that's what you have to go with. And with Kellen Moore, he knows one thing. He's going to be judged on wins and losses, nothing else. And if he feels as though him calling the plays gets him more wins.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's what he's going to do. It's just preference on how you want to handle things.
And we've seen that work well here, and you kind of led me right into the next question. Sean Payton had Drew Brees. Drew Brees was always given options by Sean Payton of which play to run, and clearly there was a lot of audibling going on and reading of the defense and so on and so forth. What is – Kellen Moore needs that in a quarterback as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't have that pretty much in place. And you know, we've seen other teams make a quick turnaround, but they had the right guy in at the most critical position at quarterback. 2 years ago, we saw the Houston Texans, who were flatlined as a football team, but they picked C.J. Stroud. And C.J. was unbelievable what he did 2 years ago as a rookie quarterback. And last year, Jaden Daniels with the Commanders. Okay, that's an anomaly. That doesn't happen all the time. With Sean, he was lucky, and there's always a little bit of that in this game, that Drew Brees became available. Now, a lot of that certainly was because of the injury he suffered with his shoulder out in San Diego. But Coach Payton, at first was trying to trade for Tony Romo. Tony wasn't the starter back then, and he was trying to deal for Tony Romo.
Payton knew him from Dallas when he was an assistant coach there.
Yeah, and so there's always a connect the dot, and I think the same way applies to assistant coaches, Dave, that there's always a connection. Now, I've talked to enough coaches that say, okay, you get a job, you get the head coaching job, and you have a pretty good idea of assistant coaches. Then anybody you've either talked to or had even the smallest sort of connection with, reach out to you if they think it's a better job and it pays more. So you sort of got to deal with a lot of that. That's the part of being a head coach. As an assistant, you didn't have to deal with that. As a head coach, yes. But that quarterback position, and that's something that, you know, still to be determined on how that gets handled with this football team for 2025.
Talking with Mike Dettillier, when we get back, I want to talk to him about what he thinks. We have seen, typically, now, maybe Peyton's first choice wasn't Drew Brees, maybe it was Tony Romo, but ultimately he got his guy. Who is going to be Kellen Moore's guy? Who does he think will be the quarterback that teams up with the coach to try and bring success to this New Orleans Saints team? And does it happen this year? Do we have to wait another year? Do we have to put a few more miles on the car before we can trade it in for a different model? We'll talk to Mike about that coming up next here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker on President's Day. Who would you like to see the quarterback be for the New Orleans Saints? Text me now, 504-260-1870, on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line while we check on traffic. It was a busy weekend for the new Saints coach, Kellen Moore. After being announced formally to the Houdat Nation, he had to go back to Philadelphia to participate in the Super Bowl victory parade. And then he had to put his staff together. He's been working on that all weekend. And there are questions about what this team's going to look like going forward under the new Kellen Moore administration. WWL NFL analyst and co-host of Sports Talk, Mike Dettillier, is with us this morning. Mike, let's pick it up with the quarterback discussion. Many wondering who's going to be Kellen Moore's quarterback, and do you anticipate that we'll find out this season, or do we have to wait another season till Kellen Moore gets the opportunity to install who may be his quarterback going forward?
You know what you have with Derek Carr. It's not going to be any better, okay? He's a guy that is always hovers around that 500 mark as a quarterback. And my thing is, if you know that and he's not your future, then move on. And all the options aren't good because of the salary cap implications with Carr. But I got a feeling that we're going to be seeing a lot of Spencer Rattler this year. I do think this football team goes out and gets a veteran quarterback. But is he the future of this team? No. So I think they're going to give Spencer Rattler every opportunity with this chance here in New Orleans for 2025. With Derek Carr, I think you know what you have. And it's going to be the same thing where he'll have good moments and then not good moments. You move off. If you know he's not going to be a big part of rebuilding this franchise and not going to be here in 2026, my deal is move off from it.
You know, I got a chance to talk to Spencer Rattler on Radio Row leading up to the Super Bowl, and he really felt like if he had a chance to work with the receivers in training camp, in preparation, and that they understood that they need to react differently to him versus a quarterback who stays in the pocket like Derek Carr, he really feels like with these receivers, he could have some success if they adapt their play to know that he is moving, he's rolling out, he's getting out of that pocket, and they need to move to a spot where he can throw them the ball.
Yeah, I think every quarterback feels that way, Dave, that they have a comfort zone with a wideout. They sort of both on the same page. And remember, for a good chunk of this season, the Saints were without both Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, the two starting receivers. You had a difficult time from game to game to tell you who was going to play at wide receiver. You needed, you know, basically a press guide to look at their resume. So that has a lot to do with it. And also, too, offensive line play. Because I can always recall Zach Strieff telling me, you know, about he was just so fortunate that he played all those years with Drew Brees. Because he said, I always sort of knew where he was in the pocket. And we were watching a game with Ben Roethlisberger, and he was like, I would have hated to play with him. Because every play,
you never know what you're going to get.
you don't know where he's going to be, because he had roaming sort of feet. He would move left, move right, move up. And I do think that is part of it, too. People don't realize it's like a well-orchestrated dance group. And if you're out of place, everybody notices it. And that includes offensive line play. So I agree with Spencer Rattler. I think most quarterbacks, they want that cohesiveness with themselves along with the offensive line and also their own receivers. And Spencer didn't have that.
No, he started like six games, but he never really got a chance to practice with that offensive squad and have them adapt to his style of play. Very quickly, Mike, obviously Coach Moore is going to be looking to make a splash in free agency or the draft. One or two names we should keep an eye on?
Well, free agency, it'll be real short. I don't think this team has a ton of money to do it. It'll be rebuilt through the draft, and you got to go with big men. I still think offensive, defensive line, tight end.
All right.
And that's where you should look at.
We'll get more from Mike on Sports Talk tonight here on WWL. Back with Jeff Palermo, LSU Baseball next.